When did you first learn about what happened in Boston?
I happened to be on Twitter, actually about 1 minute after it happened. I saw the first tweet from Runner's World, and actually immediately reached out to a lady that's on our marathon planning committee that I knew was up there running, and she texted back right away and said that she was actually already back at her hotel and hadn't even heard about it, actually, when I reached out to her. So she's safe, thankfully, but unfortunately, it sounds like there's many who are not.
And we're talking just after 4 o'clock. How many have you been in contact with that would have direct involvement or family that's in Boston?
The only two that I have any sort of direct connection with is just two folks from Bryan College Station, the friend of mine that I referenced earlier, and then I saw another post on our Facebook page from the family of another local runner who said that he was safe.
Are you still trying to make sense of all this?
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I think this hits especially close for us as people who put on a big race, and any time people sign up to run a race, you think of all the things that can go wrong on race day, but this isn't one of the things you really think about. You think about people getting tired or sick or hurt or injured, maybe it being too hot or too cold or running out of water. I mean, all those sort of logistics. You have emergency plans, but it's not something that you really think you're ever going to have to deal with. And so, yeah, it's just I've seen a few videos from the finish line, and I immediately think of our finish line and all the family and friends and volunteers and runners that are there that whole morning of the race. And it's really just heartbreaking for us to think about.
Any other observations? It's awfully early in this whole process, and I'm sure you're still trying to get a handle on it all.
Yeah, I mean, our right now, our thoughts and prayers just go out to everyone affected, and we're certain that this is going to change marathons forever, but we're also certain that there's probably no more resilient group than people who willingly run 13 or 26 miles at a time. And so our first priority right now is just to do anything we can to help the folks in Boston, and just to give them as much space as they need, and to pray for peace.